You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
In terms of the markets, you know, we're going to get into it coming off of that weaker than expected job report and pretty much a down day on Wall Street on Friday, although basically the NASDAQ was flat, slightly lower in the S&P and the Dow, about 0.5% to the downside. We're green this morning, but by only a small amount. Gas prices are up month over month, but oil is at $63 a barrel, up over a buck this morning. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and of course CBS News. You can read the blog at jillonmoney.com. Joining us here on Brian and Company. Jill, good morning. How are you?
Good. I can't believe you're talking about oil, considering the gas prices, if you look, forget about it recently, but like oil in the low 60s, we got to be cheering this, no?
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, I think that they say that if it goes much lower than 55 or so, then it becomes an issue with the incentive to drill because it's not as profitable in some spots. But yeah, I think low 60s is a sweet spot. There is no doubt about no doubt about that. I guess I'll leave it open. I mean, takeaways. Now, just quickly, you know, Trump didn't like the previous report, fired the BLS guy. Is this report the old BLS guy or the new BLS person?
It's the new BLS person, not better results, though. And listen, I think that forgetting about who's running the organization at the top, you know, listen, the civil servants are compiling the information. We talked about this last month where, you know, listen, I know it sounds crazy the way we do it, but this is the way we do it. We have the government call up companies. Hey, did you hire people? Did you fire people or lay them off? And we get the information. It's just that the response rate to that question has really has become very low. So companies respond, but it takes a while to get all the data in. So listen, last month, 22,000 jobs, about 75,000 were expected. Not the worst thing in the world. I mean, we have misses all the time. But, you know, we see a real slowdown in the labor market right now. I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat it that, you know, for the first 4 months of the year, you know, we were seeing 100, 120,000 jobs a month. And then for the next 4 months, May through August, it stinks. You know, it really has been like single digits almost, right? Like 19, 13. So, you know, it's like, so we have about 75,000 jobs a month so far this year. If you look at last year, you know, it was 168,000, but the job market's slowing down. Ask anyone looking for a job. This is, you don't even need the government data. You just need people with eyes and ears in the marketplace, right? Yep. And the market is slowing down. We've got a lot of long-term unemployed people. That means almost 2 million people have been out of work for more than 6 months. We have people telling us very specifically, it is hard to get a job. We have young college graduates, 22 to 27, who've got a high unemployment rate. So there's something odd going on here. There is absolutely something odd. And it means that the market is sort of almost like just kind of cooled down. Nothing, we don't see pervasive wide layoffs.
Right.
You know, some industries, yep, but we are seeing just people sitting on their hands in terms of hiring.
It's a collective wait and see. I mean, it definitely feels like it. That means the rate cut is like 100%, correct?
Yeah, well, I never say 100, but let's call it 99, yep. Right? Okay, so 99%, yeah, we're going to get a rate cut. It's going to be a quarter of a percentage point. The new guy, Steve Miron, by the way, it took me a while to figure out how to pronounce his name, but thank you, Google. but so he's going to come in. He's a Trump appointee. But even so, just think about this. You've got a board of people. Let's say all of them say quarter point, and Myron's like, no, I want a half a point. It's still a quarter of a point. One person, one vote. You know,
right.
So I think we get a quarter. I also think if the labor market continues to deteriorate, right, we have two more meetings after this. There's one in October, one in December. I think markets are certainly expecting this quarter point cuts at each of those two meetings. Absolutely believe that. If you have two Trump appointees in the seat, it could be more. It could be a half a point. But you're not going to get anyone come in and say, we're cutting the interest rate by 300 basis points. That's three full percentage points, which is what Trump is calling for. Nobody's going to do that. Okay.
Say,
I mean, you have to control the whole board.
Yeah. But honestly, like, and you say at the, you know, part of your blog is, you know, if you're struggling to find a job, you obviously can't afford a house right now, and you're not investing in the market, life kind of stinks. And my question is, if you end up, say the aggregate is a full 100 base, a percent is cut between now and the end of the year, just throw it out there. Would that be enough to unclog real estate a little bit?
No, it'll help. But, you know, the hard thing is it depends how it happens. And I'm going to give you two scenarios. Let's say it happens because the existing Federal Reserve Board says, okay, the job market is getting worse and we're going to cut. And so instead of, you know, 4.25, we're at 3.25 to 3.5 by the end of the year. That is great. That will spur some activity. It will spur a lot of refinancing activity, certainly for the people who bought in the last couple of
years. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Years. But is it going to solve the housing problem? Not necessarily. I still think housing prices are really high. I think anyone in the middle class, just to be clear, yeah, the middle class is like, let's call it 50,000 to 160,000. That's all right. You have a median home price. Think about your neighborhood, okay? And you say, okay, someone in the middle class, can they afford a $500,000 house? Can they? That means they have to come up with $100,000 down payment or $50,000 as a down payment. These people are juggling so much. I'm not sure this is a real possibility.
Yeah.
And so I think that if you can't enter the housing market, that is one big aspect of the American dream. And it is why you may feel like this is a very tough time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. You go to jillonmoney.com to read the blog. Also, CBS News every Monday here when she's not in the south of France at 6:20 a.m. And, you know, this is a bigger topic, and maybe we just do a minute or two on it, and maybe we talk on a later date. A lot of stuff I listen to has been talking about this concept of sort of state-sponsored capitalism and what's happening in this country. And I've been really fascinated by it, and I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. But taking stakes in Intel and getting a percentage of sales from NVIDIA, it's a different, you know, when you have Bernie Sanders cheering on President Trump's decision on something, you're like, what's going on here? And I'm just curious if people you talk to are keeping an eye on this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is sort of a fascinating aspect because, you know, the reason we talk about state-sponsored capitalism is how we actually describe China. Right.
Correct.
China. And by the way, the free market people who used to populate both parties and specifically emanated from the Republican Party. Wow. Have they come a long way? Because they always thought that state sponsored capitalism was crony capitalism, was not the best way to provide growth. I mean, look, there have been times over the last 100 years where the government steps in when there is a vital interest, right? So if we can't have rare earth minerals anywhere but through China, then it is clear that there could be a, think of it this way. If I want to open up a rare earth minerals company here in the U.S., it takes a lot of money. And then what happens is I come on the market and China just undercuts me because they're sponsored by their state. Right. So I need the state to help me out. So there are certain areas where I think it works. I don't get the Intel thing. I totally don't get that. And I certainly don't get that the government shakes down a company like whatever, Facebook or Google or whatever, and oh, I'm going to invest in this. That's just, it seems insane to me, but it's happening. So we're going to keep an eye on it. Let's see if the government, is sort of the evil doer of the past 50 years, according to many at the each of these parties. Oh, the government can't do anything. We have to figure out a way to make government work better. If that's the case, get used to having them involved in the DMVification. Sorry to the people who work at the DMV of corporate America. Let's see how it works.
Yeah.
Be interesting.
Fascinating.
I just made that up. The DMVification. I think that's good. I'm going to use that again.
I think that's a blog headline in the future. Obviously, we have some inflation data this week that we'll talk about next week, and we'll have more to gauge. And we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, buddy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.